Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, here at the Roundtable with mothers and daughters around the world. Thank God for another beautiful day. Just to get up, feel your legs, your arms, and your shoulders, and reach around to your back, and reach down, you know, to your knees, and wiggle your toes and your hands and shake your head. Isn't it wonderful to know that you're alive and God has blessed us in spite of what we may think that we need or want, or things are not working the way that we have in our minds that we want it to work? In spite of all that, His plan is still unfolding in your life. And that's why He said, be still and know that I'm God. That means to be still, sit quiet, be patient, and wait. And that's the challenge that we have, even as mothers and daughters, to be still and to know that God's got it in our mother and daughter relationship. And Father God, this morning I just thank you. I thank you for another opportunity to come before your children to speak as you speak through me. Father God, I release myself to you, because I don't know what you want to say. But I'm willing to allow you to speak through me. And I ask that you bless every mother and daughter around the world. Touch them in a way that they realize that the message that you're sending out, as is the mother, so is the daughter, is the key element to the entire family. Father God, I pray that this year that we reach more mothers and daughters than we have in the whole 5 years that we've been on the radio program, that your word expand around the world and mothers and daughters will get it, that we as mothers are responsible for the outcome of our daughters, and that we take that very seriously, and that we consult you as to what you want us to do with the daughters in which you've placed in our lives, whether we bear those daughters ourselves through the body, or daughters that you send to us that need us, because there's a nurturing element of a mother in every woman. That was your design, and I believe that in my heart. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is an exciting, exciting day, I tell you. It is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine to everybody out there. God bless you. I tell you, I really don't get caught up with a lot of holidays, but it is what's going on, so I have to stay current. And one thing about Valentine, I look at it as a moment to say, you know, it's Valentine's Day every day, because Valentines represent love, and everybody wants to share their thoughts and love on February the 14th, but I would encourage you to expand Valentine's Day every day and share your love and that joy that you're running around today, getting the flowers and the teddy bears and the gifts, and a lot of people getting engagement rings today and just, you know, partying. Look at the real reason behind all of that. It is to promote the thought of love. Take that thought and carry it every day for the rest of your life. Love on someone every day, and you'll have that same joy, that same excitement. Don't have to be just for today. I'm not trying to put a damper on Valentine's Day, but I'm just saying, let's love and let's be Valentine's every day. God bless you, and I say happy Valentine's to you. I send out my love from the mother and daughter family and all my listeners. I thank you, and I appreciate you. For the newcomers that are coming on, I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, and I'm here at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. If you are on, as some of you are on the internet, if you would, you know, maybe pick up the phone and call a friend and say, you know, either get on the internet or call this number, 347-539-5078. 347-539-5078 to listen to conversations between mothers and daughters here at Blog Talk Radio with mothers and daughters around the world. It's the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network that is the sponsor of the program, and along with the Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministries. So as I say, sit back and relax, get your pen, your favorite drink, and, you know, whatever thoughts come to your mind, jot it down. If you want to share those with us, you click one, and it'll prompt me when I go to the switchboard, and I'll be glad to get you on. And you know, don't wait on your thoughts. Let's get them in quick enough, because I don't want anybody to be cut off or missed in their interpretation. We just need the last 5 minutes of the show so we can do closure and bring the show to an end. I don't want to miss what you have to say. So with that being said, our stimulated topic today is mothers and daughters, what's your substance? Yeah, we're going to talk about that today. What is your substance? We are still dealing with health and the health fair, which the next one will be April the 25th, 2015. We already got the date on that, so I should be mailing out flyers and information this week. We want to get a jump on that. But in the meantime, we are gearing up for another part of our health fair, which is dealing with recognition. We're going to do the Butterfly Award. Butterfly Award is March 13th on a Friday night. And the Butterfly Awards are awards that are given to women that has dealt with substance abuse. And somehow or another, they got it. They were able to change their minds. They were able to switch their thoughts and say, you know what? This is not what I want to do. This is not the lifestyle for me. Now, that's not an easy thing to do. It is not easy. You know it's not easy. We can't even change our mind to stop eating some of the stuff that we're eating. Next week I'm going to do it, you know, and we put off, let alone something as strong as some drug substance that can paralyze your thought, disenable you in a way that you cannot function. And you got to fight through that as you try to fight that craving that you have. So if you think about that and you think about the ones that have pulled through, the Butterfly Award really deals with the cocoon. You know, drugs may wrap you up in a cocoon, and you just so wrapped up. Just think if somebody took saran wrap and just wrapped you all up so tight, and you just in a cocoon. How do you get out of that? There's got to be a mind process. There's got to be a thought that is driven that will allow you to expand. And even as the expansion, you're cracking through that web that has been gripping you for maybe years. But, oh, there's a breakthrough. And when there's a breakthrough, you see the head come out and then the shoulders come out and it splits down the back and you see the wings coming out, and all of a sudden, the breakthrough. The butterfly wing expands, and the thought says, you can leave here. You can fly. You can do this. And the butterfly takes off. And through the air it goes, and it realizes, I came through a dark time in my life, but I made it. So when we are talking about the Butterfly Awards, we are talking about women that have come through that dark time in their life. They're flying now. They're seeing things differently. And not only are they improving their lives, but think about it. They're role models for their daughters. Because if a daughter see a mother come through the darkest times of their life, and now she's doing something that is a benefit to her family, to her community, to herself, a church, being able to help another mother and daughter come through, that daughter is going to pick up on that. And that daughter, even if that daughter stumbled and head down that path, she will remember seeing her mother come through, and she'll know the possibilities are there. So as is the mother, so is the daughter. That daughter will transform into a butterfly, and she too will fly. So I want you to keep that in mind. March the 13th, we are doing the Butterfly Award. It is being hosted by REAP, that is program, and it's a baby that was born by my co-host, Cynthia Oliver. And, of course, we all are mothers to the baby, so we are nurturing that baby just like we nurture the babies that are born from me and the babies that are born from you. You know, we're here to help support whatever it is that you do. And I'll get Cynthia to tell you a little bit about the program as well. I just wanted to bring that up and let you know to mark your calendar. And those of you that are in the Florida area, and, you know, you want to come, hey, you can come from anywhere. You can fly from around the world. We welcome you as the Butterfly Award. If you are a substance abuse person and you have came through and you're flying now, we want to hear about it. Give us a email at drbessie1, that's D-R-B-E-S-S-I-E, the number 1, at gmail.com. That's D-R-B-E-S-S-I-E, the number 1, at gmail.com. Or if you want to send a message, email directly to Cynthia Oliver, then you can email her at Tina's Vision. I'm thinking I'll ask her because I don't want to give you the wrong address and I don't want to go back and look it up. But I'll give you that later on, and I have Cynthia give it to you, the last part of her email address. I don't know right offhand. Our stimulating topic this morning is mothers and daughters, mother and daughter, what's your substance? And we want to talk about that. What is your substance? You know, I know a lot of things may be going in your head, and you say, well, I don't have a substance, but, you know, I don't want to jump ahead of myself, but think about it. What is your substance? I want to thank my co-host, Cynthia Oliver, and Frida Hunter. I'm sure they may be on. I'm not on the switchboard right now. I'm just sort of going through. And for the new people that are coming on, I thank you for joining us today. I don't take it lightly that you're taking time out of your busy schedule to join us, to listen in. It's so amazing to me. I got some information last week from a gentleman, and he said to me, oh, I listen to you. He's a cousin of mine, a first cousin, and I was called little cousin, but I didn't realize he was listening to me on Saturday mornings. He said, oh, I listen to you on Saturday mornings. I said, you do? He said, yeah, you know, I listen to you. He said, and I hear Aunt Pearl, that's my mother. He said, things that you're saying, I thought, yeah, uh-huh, that's what Aunt Pearl would say. Mm-hmm, that sounds just like Aunt Pearl. I had no idea he was listening on Saturday morning. I said, but I don't see your number. I can't see every number anyway. It only shows a certain amount of numbers. But I said, I've never seen your number on the call. He said, I don't call in. He didn't even know he could call in. He said, I listen to you on the internet. So that's why it's so important. You know, even sometimes the computer will not show all the numbers. I don't know who's out there. And I don't base what I do on numbers. So I just keep going. But here's another gentleman, and gentlemen are out there listening as well. They're listening. And here's someone that's saying, I'm working on me. We are adding not only to mothers and daughters, we are adding to fathers and sons. They are listening. They're hearing. And it makes me feel good to know that there are guys out there that are just saying, you know, we're just in the background, but we're listening. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Last week, our stimulating topic was the thoughts and visions of your daughter. And we talked a lot about Bobby Christina. We were praying for Bobby Christina. You know, I think the hearts of every mother around the world has been touched in some way from the actions of Bobby Christina. You know, we prayed, and Cynthia actually did the closing prayer. And it just, I think we all were in tears. We ended up after the show still talking about the effects of Bobby Christina. You know, what are the thoughts and visions of your daughter? Mothers, are you paying attention? Are you really talking to your daughters? Are you really getting inside of their heads and really letting them know it's okay, you can share your thoughts with me and your visions? I'm a safe place for you. And you have to be a safe place for your daughters. I mean, that is a part of that, as is the mother, so is the daughter. That translation, we have got to set the example so that the daughter can see who you are, and then you have to be that mother so that she can see, okay, not only is she talking it, she's actually being who she say that she is. And not in front of other people, but when the two of you just together, when she's just sitting back and chilling and just, you know, you're in the kitchen cooking and she's on the couch and she's looking at you and you don't know she's looking at you, she's seeing you. She's seeing how you fix that meal with love. She's seeing the way that you move around in the kitchen. She hears you humming that song and saying, you know, that you demonstrating that you're happy and you're pleased and everything is okay. Regardless to what, do it with love. She's watching you. So when you get into as is the mother, so is the daughter, don't just make it something that you are consciously aware of that you're doing just for show. Make it a part of your spirit. Make it a part of your heart. Make it a part of your love. And it'll just flow. And your daughter will pick up on that spirit, because keep in mind, you're supposed to be with one rhythm. We all are one rhythm. So, mother, when you are out of rhythm, it penetrates to your daughter. That's why when a mother come in from work and she's all just disoriented and upset and short patient and screaming and yelling when she walk in the door about something that happened on the job, somebody did me wrong song, all the kids scatter. Nobody wants to be around you. They can feel it, and they don't want to be the blunt of your actions. They don't want to mess around and get yelled at or hit or punished for something because you're not thinking clear, and what they do today may receive a punishment because of the way you feel, as opposed to if they'd done it last week, the same thing, and you thought nothing about it because your rhythm was different. So when we're talking about the visions and we're talking about the thoughts, we're talking about something that is within, something that is dealing with the spirit. That, you know, visions and thoughts are not something that you can see from the outside. You can only see and feel your own visions and thoughts. You have to really have a conversation with your daughter or your mother in order to get what they're thinking, how they feel. And hopefully they're being honest enough to tell you the truth and not just telling you what they think you should hear, because they know if they tell you the truth, you won't be able to handle it. And when they know you can't handle the truth, they shave it. They shave around it and just give you enough. But even at that, mother, your rhythm will pick up on the fact that she's not telling me the truth. She's lying. A portion of it could be in the body of truth, but because it is tainted with the untruth will outweigh the truth that's hidden within that untruth. So therefore, you can't get the real thought and vision. And why? You must ask yourself, why? Why will my daughter not tell me the truth? What have I done that demonstrates that she cannot be honest with me? I had a young lady this week that I was talking to, and she said to me, you know, Dr. Fletcher, she said, I can tell my mother almost everything. And she said, no, I can tell my mother everything. We really talk like that. I tell her everything the way that it really is. I don't hold anything back. And I'm thinking, wow, that is good. She said, that's the relationship we have. That's the relationship we have. And it's so amazing. Her mother is a wonderful, wonderful minister. Strong on the word. Excellent, would be an excellent mentor for anybody. But her mother sent her to me. And I am so honored. And I thought, wow, here you are. Her mother said, I think you need to just talk to Dr. Bessie and get a different perspective. You know, you and I talk, but talk to someone else and see what they have to say. Now, that's wonderful when you have that kind of relationship with your mother, but your mother is saying, I love you enough. I want you to just hear some of this from someone else. And she sent her baby to me. What an honor. See, when you get inside of the thoughts and mind and visions of your daughter, you know, you want to say, okay, it seems like I'm not clear in this area. You're not getting it in this area. Okay, let me just let you get another opinion. Okay? So that's what we have to do. We have to do that. Because even with my daughter, she has to have another opinion sometimes. I'll tell her what I think. And sometimes the daughters can't always hear because they're looking at you as mother. And sometimes you have to have that outside opinion. That's why they say a doctor cannot administer to themselves or to their family member, because they look at you as mother, or, you know, you have too much information, and sometimes you're a little biased as a mother when it comes to your children, and you think you're giving the right advice, but you're not stretching in an area that you may not think about because of your connection with the child. So sometimes that's what we do. We have to extend and say, well, check this out. See what you think from this perspective. That keeps you inside of that thought and vision. That helps you to grow, mother, and it also helps you to help your daughter grow. Now, that daughter is going to take that same learning and going to pass it on to her children. So with that being said, that brings us down to what we're talking about this week. Now that you understand that, you know, you have to go on the inside in order to get what you need from the outside. If you don't understand your daughter from the inside or your mother from the inside, it's going to be hard to understand the things that you see that are taking place in the earthly realm. And it brings us to our topic, mother and daughter. What's your substance? And we're going to be talking about substance, and that's going to lead us up to the Butterfly Award. We're going to look at the different, and it still deals with health and wellness. Because if we don't educate ourselves, mother, and don't know the meaning of certain things and the broadness of it, we won't be able to help our daughters or our sons. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's your substance. Now, as we prayed for Bobby Christina last week and discussed our topic, the thoughts and visions of your daughter, I know a lot of you, and I've had conversations, were thinking, you know, she had the same thoughts and visions that her mother had. And their topics and their concerns about that. What are we passing on to our daughters? And one young lady said, I can only imagine that Bobby Christina and her mother is having a conversation. You know, she wanted to reach out to her mother. She didn't know how to do it. So she followed the same path. And you can only imagine a mother would say, no, baby, please don't come down this path. I have come down this path. This is not the path that you want to come down. We're just using our imagination now. So I hope that the topic and the concerns that we had last week touched your heart enough to know that we need to look at, are we really having honest conversations with our children? Are we really understanding, stopping, and spending some time to understand what they're really going through? And that, oh, I don't have time. I don't have time for that foolishness. I don't want to talk about that right now. Those are, you know, gestures that you would just stick your hands in your child's face, your arm extended, your hands out like, stop, I don't want to hear it. Then the child says, okay, you don't want to hear it, then I won't tell you. And then when something else comes up and you says, well, why didn't you tell me? No, because, see, you've already gave the talk to the hand signal, I don't want to hear it. So when you cut your child off like that, you're never going to know what they're thinking. You're only going to see the results of the actions of those thoughts and visions in the reality. So not only for your daughters, but for your sons as well. When the Spirit gave me the topic today, mothers and daughters, what's your substance? You know, I thought about that, and I'm like, okay, how does this connect? And the Spirit would say, it's dealing with, still comes under that umbrella. And last week when we were looking at what's going on within the mind of our daughters, and when you think about what's going on in the mind of the daughter, think about this. What is going on in her mind is a mirrored reflection of what's going on in your mind. Because it goes right back, as is the mother, so is the daughter. You can't get away from that. And you may say, well, you know, no, I never had that thought. I mean, I can think of it now. But either you believe God or you don't. I didn't make it up. He said it, not me. So think about it. You know, we try to forget sometimes some of the things that we went through when we were children, the thoughts that we had. Your daughter didn't just come here with a bunch of negative thoughts. She was planted in you, clean slate, and you started adding to it. From the moment she was planted into your system, you started thinking things, talking things, eating things, hating whatever it is that was going through your head, your mind, and your visions, and they was translated into your daughter. So daughters fight very hard to be different in some ways from their mothers. And that's okay, because daughters are seeking their own identity. They want to know, who am I? What do I like? You know, who do I like? What do I want to change in my life? Things I like about how my mother raised me, and things I don't like on how my mother raised me. You know, see, she's doing an evaluation. As the child is growing up, she's doing an evaluation of you. She's watching you. She likes some things you're doing. She don't like some things you're doing. You know, you're riding in the car, you're gossiping, you're talking about someone, and that child is sitting in the back. She's 3 years old. She hears you. She may be playing with something, a toy. You think she's engaged in that. That she pretends to do that so that you will not know that she's listening. But she's listening, and she's recording what you're saying, and she's recording your actions. She's recording your judgment, your unforgiveness, the negative things you say about her father. All of those things are being recorded, and they will replay themselves at another time. They're not going anywhere. So the daughter is trying not to commit identity theft. She's trying not to steal your identity. So when she says, I don't want to be like my mother, it means that she does not want to obtain that identity. She wants her own identity. She wants to seek out, you know, who am I? And out of that, what do you see that your daughter's doing and that your spirit is confirming? That is leading to substance abuse. What is it that you're seeing that your daughter's involved in? Are you seeing it? Are you closing your eyes to it? Are you hoping that it go away? Are you just saying, oh, she's just going through a phase, she'll pass through this? But you know that you're seeing something, but yet you are afraid to have that honest conversation with your daughter. And you just decide that I'm going to wait it out and I'm going to see. Because if I approach her with it, she's going to get angry. We're going to have an argument. We won't talk for a few days. And I don't want to go through that. I don't have time to fool with this girl with that kind of nonsense. So I'm just going to leave it alone and I'm going to let it go. And then one day you find yourself in a situation with a daughter that, had you addressed the issue when it was minute, it would not have been crack cocaine today. Back in the time when it was happening, she was just overeating. That was her substance. Something to suffice. Something to help her deal with whatever thoughts and visions that was in her head. But we have to be mothers. We can't be afraid of our children. We have to go there with them and let them know, I am still your mother. And with the same authority that I spoke to you as a 3, 5, 7, 12, 15, 18, you're 45, I speak to you with the same authority today, because I am still your mother. You cannot water down your authority for fear that you're going to lose communication with your children, because you're surely going to lose it if you water down your authority. A mother has to be a mother from the day that baby's born to the day that mother leaves here. And then you're going to mother from the grave, because you have planted the seeds. You have set the stage. And your daughter will play out the part. As is the mother, so is the daughter, even if you're not on this earth. That's why my cousin said to me, I'm listening to you, and all I hear is Aunt Pearl. And I'm thinking, wow, I didn't even realize that myself. Because I'm inside. I'm inside the thought. I'm inside of the motion. He said, yeah. And he started saying, when you said this, I thought, yeah, that's Aunt Pearl. And then you said this, and I said, that's Aunt Pearl. You see how people are observing you that my mother was a perfect woman. None of us are. But I'm being her. And thank God she did pretty good. Thank God for that. She transformed some good thoughts into me. She gave me one thing that I told her the day before she died, I thank her for. She gave me Jesus. She showed me how to go to Jesus when I need something. When I'm not here, she said, and your daddy's not here, you know, even with us being here, always call on Jesus. And that has been my lifeline. When the situation come up, I go talk and I get to praying. Okay, Lord, I do that. Then I tell my mother what's going on. Did you talk to the Lord about it? Yes, I did. Okay, I'm going to agree with you. And that's what I do with my daughter. When something's come up, we'll pray on it, and then we'll agree together, and we walk on off from it. You know, we just say, okay, we're going to agree on it. You agree with me? Yes. I know sometimes I'm talking, I said, and this is what I need, and da 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 da. And she'll say, oh, okay. I said, well, do you agree? Yeah, I agree. Well, say you agree. You know, I want to hear you say, I agree. So that way I know we are two in one thought, in agreement. Two or more come together. So whatever your principles are, you must agree. So no better person to agree with than your mother and daughter, your mother and son, your children, because that's your bond. They know you better than anyone else. So when we're talking about a substance, I want you mothers to look carefully at what you're doing. What is your substance? What are you depending on? What are you leaning on that you should not be leaning on? Because now it's becoming, some people call it a habit. You keep doing it to sustain you or to support you in whatever it is that you're doing. And I know some of you say, well, Dr. Fletcher, you know, my daughter don't do drugs. And I didn't say that. But we all have a substance. And we all have to work on, really, how do we get rid of this substance? Because it's crippling us. It's keeping us from doing the things that we need to do. We can look at a person that's doing drugs and we can point our fingers and we can say, you know, they do crack or they do this and they drink it and up an old drunk. Every time you see it, they're drinking something, you know, da 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 da. See, that could be your substance. Judging. Because that makes you feel better. It makes you think that you're better than a drug addict because you're judging. What keeps you going? Because a substance keeps you going. It upholds you. It prolongs your thought. It helps maintain a situation, and it nourishes a situation or thought. What is it that you're using? It feeds the habit. That's what a substance does. A substance can be anything that you use to aid you in accepting, aid you from accepting the truth in your life. You know what the truth is because God placed the truth inside of you. That's why you wrestle with the truth, because you know the truth. And when we do wrong, you can't sleep. It consumes your intro conversation. You know you've done wrong. And it talks to you. You know you shouldn't have done that. But we keep pushing it down, until it's solidified, and then it becomes a hard surface. And then all of a sudden you're standing on that surface and it doesn't really affect you the same way. So what is your substance? Your substance could be overeating. It could be over-talking, using the word in a way that you shouldn't. It could be, your substance could be unforgiveness. Your substance can be overworking. Your substance can be procrastination. Your substance can be hateful thoughts. You name it. You know what your substance is. Your substance can be doubt. A substance is not only a thing. A substance is also a thought. So what are you thinking? Evaluate your thoughts. and ask yourself, what is my substance? All right, I'm going to open up the switchboard. And good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Turkey. How are you?
I am doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm good this morning. Thank you for chiming in. As always, interesting conversation. Unfortunately,
I have some noise
that
behind you.
Another mother to substance abuse. I wasn't even aware that the young lady had passed away. And I saw it on Facebook, and my heart really skipped a beat because I was very fond of this young lady, which I'm fond of all these ladies that I work with. But this young lady had a special place in my heart. She was the mother of two, a daughter and a son.
We can't hardly hear you, Cynthia. There's some noise in your background, and you sound faded. Can you position yourself
okay,
a little better?
Hold on. I don't know why. Hold on. Let me check why. Because I'm just standing here. Hold on, let me check my phone.
Because I want them to hear what you're saying.
Hold on, let me check my phone. Can you hear? Let me turn it up.
Go ahead. Just go ahead and keep talking.
Okay. As I was saying, can you hear me better now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. As I was saying, unfortunately, we lost another mother to substance abuse. This young lady, I was very fond of her. As I was saying, I'm fond of all the ladies that I work with. But this young lady had a special place in my heart. She was so creative. She was an artist. And she was the mother of two. She left behind a son and a daughter, and these children are no more than 7, 8 years old. It is a huge problem. Children are looking at their mothers, and they are doing what their mothers are doing. They're not doing what their mothers are saying, and that is the problem. When we tell our children not to do something, they are not hearing what you're saying because you are sending a double message. Children, it's been said that children do what they see, not what they hear. And yes, you say, yeah, I went down this road. And we had a conversation in the prison this week, and the conversation was about owing our children something. You owe them to be honest with them. You owe them to be the person that you say you are. You can't say you're one thing and you're doing something totally different, mothers. And I saw a post on Facebook this week about this young lady putting her children first. If she had been putting her children first, we wouldn't be reading on Facebook that she overdosed. Because obviously that had prevalence over her children.
Well, you know, when we're talking about substance and we're talking about drugs, that's the thing that most people, their mind's going to go to some type of drug. But most dangerous substance is the beginning of a thought that you're using something to hide the truth behind. And I look at it this morning as I was writing, it just kept coming up in my head. You know, people don't realize a little simple thing as overeating can lead to, okay, well, I'm tired of eating now, I'll stop smoking. Okay, I'm tired of smoking now because that's not fulfilling me. Then I'll start doing a little marijuana. You know, and it's a gradual effect.
I'll start
most
doing a little lying or a little sex. It's always a little something. That leads to something bigger.
Yes, yes. And that in itself is what we're trying to get across this morning to mothers. Start watching the physical behavior of your children and seeing what they're doing. We got to pay more attention. We think that they're growing and we say, oh, they're 15, 16 years old and, you know, they can do this, that, and the other. And oh, they're good. They're just going through. No. You can't drop the ball. You can't assume because they're 15, 16 that they're old enough to do. You still got to watch them. They're still children.
Yeah, not even 16. When they're 20 and they're 30, if you see them doing something crazy, as a mother, you have a responsibility to say, baby. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to share with the audience what God said to me. My son came home from New York. He's 25. He came home from New York, and I have been watching him come home with a bottle of wine. I've seen him so intoxicated a couple of times that he was slumped over on the bed, and I didn't say anything because I had said something when he first came home. He was in New York for a year. For those, I'm going to catch up the audience real quick. He was in New York for a year and acting and whatnot, and I had noticed that he was a little perturbed by being here or disappointed of being home, I guess I would say. And I said something the first time when I saw him intoxicated or high or whatever you want to call it, and he said, I'm grown. And so I, in order to try to keep the peace in the house, I wasn't saying anything to him. And then the night I had the episode where God told me to tell him if he didn't turn around that the enemy was going to destroy him, the very next morning I woke up in my spirit, I hear, what would it mean for you to save the world and lose your son to the very things that you're fighting for? I've been working with substance abuse moms now since 2007. I'll go in weekly and lecture to them, but don't say anything to my own son, and I see him on a destructive path. God said, no. What would it mean to you to save the world and lose your son to the very thing you've been fighting for? I got it.
That is the story. That is the mission. And that's behind the Butterfly Award. So I'm going to come back to you before the end because I want you to tell them a little bit about the Butterfly Award. I just want to get another caller right now.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, you finished. I want to make sure you finish, though.
I'm done.
Okay.
I just want mothers to think about that. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have a responsibility to talk to your children when you see craziness.
Mm-hmm. That is so true.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna come back to you. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, Dr. Fletcher. Hi, everybody. This is Frida calling in from Central Florida, Orlando. And we have a surprise for you all this morning. We have our very first Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministries breakfast. And we have a house of mothers and daughters here. We actually have you on speaker. We have a family from Guatemala, and she has two daughters. And we have been listening. They started out when they came in. I have poster boards, and they have written Happy Mother's Day, mother and daughter, and they were so engaged in it. I said, you know, you can come over and you can be able to eat, but it touched my heart that the mother was more interested in, well, bonding with her children, doing arts and crafts here, and she would like to be able to speak to you. She has two daughters. And one of the daughters was in my class, and I went and visited my class yesterday for Valentine's Day, and I invited the mothers and daughters for our first breakfast.
Oh, how nice! That is wonderful.
Go for a moment. We have a family from Guatemala. Hold on.
Okay.
Good morning. My name is Carlili Velasquez. I explained to you about my story, but I can explain good because I don't speak English.
That's okay. You're doing good. You're doing good.
Okay. And I give a thanks to my daughter's teacher, because I forgot about this day, and I forgot all about my daughter. I have another daughter, my baby daughter, but she is special. She's sick and always could stay at the hospital, and it's for that I forgot about this day and Christmas and all the meetings at the school. And this is good time for me. I have four girls. The names is Miley, Andrea, Kaylee, and Carly. But we are happy. because I share with you and everybody, and thank you for listening to me. And
thank you. I appreciate it. It really does it expands us into what I say. We're talking to mothers and daughters around the world, and to be able to speak to you, knowing that you're from Guatemala, it gives a different. It adds to what we do, the value. And I thank you for you guys having a mother and daughter breakfast this morning. We're having a lot of feedback. I don't know what's going on. I thank you for coming on. I thank you guys for listening. And hopefully you'll be able to join us on Saturday mornings. And when I get down there, I'll be able to meet you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you, Ms. Frieda. That is very nice. What a great surprise.
Well, the daughter wants to talk to you. Hold on.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am 10 years old.
You're 10 years old?
Yes.
Very good. And what do you see, or what do you think when you hear us talking this morning about mothers and daughters and mothers paying attention to what their daughters are doing? What is your thoughts on that?
I think it's really fun, and it's a fun way to get to know my mom better and Miss Hunter.
Okay,
and
very good.
We were doing art projects. We were doing the posters, and we ate breakfast, and it was really good.
Very good, very good. And I like that. That may be something that we may have to add, that to be able to do arts and crafts will definitely give you an opportunity to create something from your heart to give to your mother. So you all are doing Valentine's today? Can you hear me?
Yes, I did.
Okay, happy Valentine's to you and your entire
God
family.
Bless you.
And God bless you.
God bless you and everyone in the world.
Okay, you hear it from a 10-year-old mothers and daughters around the world. She said, God bless all the mothers and daughters around the world. All right, here we go. We got
okay.
It. Mothers and daughters coming together.
Amen. So this is a wonderful day. I mean, I'm going to show you the pictures. They sit here and they have Happy Mother's Day to Mommy. And then we have a six-year-old. She doesn't speak a lot of English, but we're going to continue this on a monthly basis. So they're going to tell their friends and those who weren't able to come. We're doing it on the second Saturday of every month.
All right. Well, I hope to be there for one of them, okay?
All right. We love you all and have a blessed Valentine's Day.
Thank you. We love you guys, too. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. There you go. You have it. I hope you guys could hear that. Mothers and daughters from Guatemala, they are there with Frieda Hunter, who is heading up the Faith Trust Ministries there in Central Florida. We're getting ready to have a mother and daughter health fair. We're going to have one there as well. Keep in mind that our health fair is going to be April the 25th. We got such rave reviews from the past one. You'll see some things in the maybe in your local newspaper. We're sending them out to all the major newspapers, doing the press releases and announcing the cities in which we are coming to. Mother and Daughter Health Fair, we're bringing actual MD doctors, PhD doctors, and experts in their fields together, having the conversations, and it has generated a buzz. Nothing is more important than your health. And we talked about that some time ago. The health of a mother, is that the wealth for her daughter? You know, are you spending your daughter's wealth? Are you educating her? What are we doing? I'm learning so much. Doctors are coming. They are calling. We want to be a part of the mother and daughter health fair. The various community, the Hispanic communities, they're calling. We want to be a part. they have seen flyers from the past one and want to know, is that the last one, the only one? Will you be doing it again? I'm getting those calls and emails. So God has definitely put us on a track, and I think this train is going to travel a lot of tracks around the country, and I'm excited to be a part of this. I want to go back, and I want to bring Cynthia on, and I want Cynthia to tell you a little bit about the health fair. Not the health fair, I'm sorry, the Butterfly Award. Hold on 1 second. Cynthia, let's see if we can get you back on before we close and give you about a couple of minutes to tell us about that, and then leave me up about a minute or so to close. Can you hear me?
Okay. Oh, yes, ma'am. I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, guys out there again. Again, the Butterfly Awards was designed for the reason of celebrating mothers who have come through of recovery, because we're all recovering from something. Don't just get stuck on the word addiction of an actual substance, such as whatever the substance may be, whether it's alcoholism or other substances, because this is bigger than that. Because we all have been addicted to something, and we all have come through something, and we are. So the Butterfly Awards is designed to celebrate those women who have come through. It is set for March 13, 2015, time 7 p.m. It's going to be held here at the Hollybrook Golf and Tennis Club. The address is 900 Hollybrook Drive, Pembroke Pines, Florida, 33025. If you're interested, please, you can call me at 954-562-6426. Again, the address here is it's at the Hollybrook Golf and Tennis Club, 900 Hollybrook Drive, Pembroke Pines, Florida, 33025. The phone number is 954-562-6426. You can contact me. I will send you out a flyer if you're interested via email, or I can send you a postcard. If you are interested, call me 954-562-6426. We're going to have a pink carpet event. We're going to have entertainment. We're going to have a reception. And, this, of course, this event is free to the public. And my email address is thebutterflyawards@gmail.com. Again, that's thebutterflyawards@gmail.com. P-H-E, Butterfly Awards at gmail.com. Thank you, Dr. Fletcher.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, this is a mother and daughter supported program. We are asking everybody to share their thoughts, share their donations. If you want to make a donation to the Butterfly Award, you can go to mdbn.org. That's mdbn.org and make a donation to support the program. We don't have a sponsor, but you can be a sponsor. $25 or more would be wonderful. Just, you know, give to help support somebody else, and we'll put you on the program as a sponsor for the program. Thank you very much. We have our time now, and we have to say goodbye. But remember, what is your substance? Ask yourself, what is my substance? And I've been doing that today after I wrote this thing down, and I've come up with a couple. So probably got more than that, but a couple that I need to work on. So God bless you, and hold 1 second.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay, you don't want to miss next week. Something exciting, something different is going to happen. Have a blessed week. God bless you.